This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's going to be a year tomorrow that Facebook has been a publicly traded company. It was, if you remember, an initial offering that didn't go all that well for either the company or the NASDAQ. When shares finally opened that day, after no small delay on the exchange, they started going downhill and didn't stop for a good long while. Marketplace's Queen of Kim checks in on Facebook's progress to date.
Let's start with the co-founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, and his famous hoodie. Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities, and here he is on Bloomberg TV before the IPO.
Mark in his signature hoodie, he's actually showing investors he doesn't care that much, and I think that's a mark of immaturity.
Here's Pachter earlier today.
I'm pretty confident that getting married changed him, as it does all of us. The guy just grew up, like overnight.
Zuckerberg got married soon after the IPO.
Since that day, every single time he's spoken in public, he's talked about monetization, and he talks about better monetizing mobile.
Which brings us to Wall Street's changing attitude towards Facebook. At the IPO, Facebook didn't really have a mobile money-making plan. Clark Fredrickson is a researcher at eMarketer.
Last year, Facebook went from zero mobile ad revenues to leading the mobile display ad market by the end of 2012.
Fredrickson expects that by the end of this year, the social network will have about 30% of that market, ahead of Google. But not everything has worked. In the past year, Facebook's introduced lots of products that haven't really taken off. There's Gifts, which allows you to buy stuff for your friends, and Home, an app that turns an Android into a Facebook phone. Zachary Rees-Davis is an analyst at Forrester. He says Facebook's success in mobile has bought it some time.
They clearly want to maintain their status as a nimble company willing to try new things and experiment.
So what do the users think? There's still a lot of talk about how Facebook has to be careful not to be too salesy or it might lose users.
My name is Erica Terry Derrick, and I have been on Facebook for about 5 years now.
She says she knows Facebook is using her data to sell ads, but she's used to it.
I just feel like it's part and parcel of the world that we live in right now.
She says, it's just like TV, only not as loud. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.